From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The State Department says it is unlikely the proposed Keystone XL pipeline would have a big impact on the development of Canada's tar sands. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that assessment comes in the agency's final environmental review of the project.
Keystone XL is controversial because the oil it would carry has a significantly larger greenhouse gas footprint than conventional crude. In the new assessment, the State Department says it's about 17% higher. Still, Assistant Secretary of State Carrie Ann Jones says the oil likely would get to market with or without the Keystone pipeline.
Approval of any single project is unlikely to significantly affect the rate of extraction of the oil from the oil sands or the refining of heavy crude oil on the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Environmentalists and energy analysts say the document leaves the door open for Secretary of State John Kerry to reject or approve the project. There is no deadline for his decision. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama met with business leaders at the White House today, urging them to do more to hire people who have been out of work for a long time. NPR Scott Horsley reports it's the latest in a series of moves by the White House to act on its own when Congress will not.
So far, the Obama administration's been stymied in its efforts to get Congress to keep sending unemployment checks to those who've been out of work 6 months or more. Obama says he'll keep pressing lawmakers, calling those checks an economic lifeline. Meanwhile, though, the president's urging corporate America to do its part to put people back to work. The president says companies should be careful not to overlook job applicants, even if they've been unemployed for an extended period.
Just because you've been out of work for a while does not mean that you are not a hard worker.
Studies suggest the long-term unemployed are less likely to be interviewed for jobs than people who've been out of work just a few weeks. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell slightly to 81.2 this month. Confidence was down among households with annual incomes below $75,000. But Economic Outlook Group Chief Economist Bernie Bramall says the numbers don't mesh with economic reports released earlier this week.
What you really want is some consistency in these reports that tell us how consumers are feeling. And so we got these mixed results this week on consumer moods. I'm not particularly concerned by today's report either.
Still, any downturn in the index is potentially cause for concern. That's because spending by consumers drives roughly two-thirds of overall U.S. economic activity. Twitter says it's buying upwards of 900 patents from IBM. The company contending the deal will allow Twitter greater intellectual property protection and the ability to innovate. San Francisco-based Twitter holds just a handful of patents. IBM, meanwhile, has more than 41,000. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 149 points to 15,698. The Nasdaq dropped 19 points. This is NPR. A Roman Catholic diocese facing numerous clergy child sex abuse claims has announced it will file for bankruptcy. The Diocese of Helena, Montana, which faces lawsuits claiming clergy members abused as many as 362 children over a period of decades, says a Chapter 11 filing will help resolve pending claims. The diocese covers western Montana and employs about 200 people. The lawsuits accuse the diocese of shielding offenders and should have known that the threat they posed. Politically powerful tax-exempt group Crossroads GPS and its secret donors are at the center of a lawsuit filed today by three liberal groups. NPR's Peter Overby says the suit would force the Federal Election Commission to regulate Crossroads as a political committee, something the commission has so far declined to do.
Crossroads GPS was founded by Republican Party strategists. It's a tax-exempt social welfare organization and thus doesn't disclose its donors. In 2010, Crossroads ran nearly $17 million worth of ads, directly promoting Republicans and attacking Democrats. Its total for 2012 was $71 million. The lawsuit says the FEC should treat Crossroads as a political committee and make it publicly identify the donors. The three Republican commissioners at the FEC earlier concluded that Crossroads didn't meet the threshold for regulation. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in New York say two men have been arrested, while a number of others are reported to still be at large after a daytime robbery in an upscale jewelry store. Officials say the suspects were arrested less than a day after robbers wielding hammers stormed the Cartier jewelry store on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, smashing display cases and seizing 16 watches valued between $2,500 and $60,000 apiece. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for